Inflation. Base jumping. America's inflation spike begins.
In the spring of 2020, American consumer prices fell for three consecutive months as the pandemic struck. Rents collapsed, hotel rooms went empty, and oil prices turned negative. All sudden spurts of deflation or inflation make the news twice, first when they happen and then a year later when they distort comparisons that look back 12 months. Sure enough, on April 13th, statisticians announced that consumer prices in March were fully 2.6% higher than a year earlier, up from 1.7% in February. The increase in headline inflation was the biggest since November 2009, when similar base effects were in play after the global financial crisis. It would be wrong, however, to dismiss the rise in inflation as a mere mathematical quirk. America's economy is emerging from the downturn at great speed as jobs return and vaccinated consumers start spending. In March alone, prices rose by 0.6% compared with the previous month, the fastest pace since 2012. Much of that was driven by a big increase in petrol prices, but even the core consumer price index, or CPI, which strips out food and energy prices, was up by 0.3%, an annualized pace of 4.1%. Services prices in particular have started to rebound. Hotel rooms were 4.4% dearer than a month earlier, and rent, a big component of the index, has firmed in recent months. Capital Economics, a consultancy, predicts that the combination of base effects and a boomy reopening will drive the headline annual rate of inflation close to 4% by May. The Federal Reserve targets annual inflation of 2%, but on a different measure, the Price Index for Personal Consumption Expenditures, which tends to run about a third of a percentage point cooler than CPI. Still, if prices rise at a monthly pace consistent with the Fed's target, as they roughly have in recent months, base effects mean that the target will soon be exceeded in annual terms. Any heat in the economy will lead to further overshooting. The path of inflation matters more than usual because of the amount of economic uncertainty in the air. The relaxation of social distancing restrictions, President Joe Biden's enormous $1.9 trillion economic stimulus, and the unusual dovishness of the Fed, which is employing a new monetary policy framework, together comprise an inflation experiment. It has turned some doves into hawks, with economists such as Larry Summers, a former Treasury Secretary, and Olivier Blanchard, a former chief economist of the IMF, warning of the risk of overheating. And as the administration follows up its stimulus with an infrastructure bill, how the experiment pans out will help determine how much more deficit spending the economy can take.